Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, nightmare on my street? Now I have a story. Wow. Where'd you pull this one out, Steven?
It's in the system.
I mean, this is a old-time banger in my estimation.
Way back. We were talking about Solana's camp story. I figured that was a nightmare for him. So
that was a nightmare, and Will Smith is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's where I'm headed. It all ties in.
Look at that.
Give everybody the 4 o'clock code word here in a couple of minutes. It's not exactly 4 o'clock yet. Marlins just lost. So we got that going for us. You never heard any of the Marlins celebratory music today because they didn't score a damn run.
Goodness gracious.
They kind of had scored a run. It got taken down. But no run scored in support of Sandy Alcantara today. So
maybe we need like depressing music for the Marlins. Like we have celebratory music for the Marlins.
Well, that maybe we would just that would be the soundtrack of the whole show. Just this morbid music playing the entire show. I don't want to do that.
Weren't they supposed to start hitting more balls because there's no sticky stuff on the whatever yeah. this crap is I hear every day?
I don't know. They could not score a run today. Excellent performance by Sandy Alcantara. Could not score a run. Okay, here's what we'll do. We are going to talk with Clay Ferrero here in the 4 o'clock hour at about 4:15, 4:20. He'll give us his views on Dolphins minicamp. I'll give you the code word right now for your chance to win $1,000. This hour's code word is focus. Focus. F-O-C-U-S. Text the word focus right now to 72881. And you'll be entered in the contest, and you just might win $1,000. Text the word FOCUS right now to 72881. You could be $1,000 richer. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. And it's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word FOCUS to 72881. Told you at the beginning of the show at 2 o'clock today, our gambling emergency is over. We had a victory last night. It was Brian Geltzeiler that really twisted our arm, I believe, into betting Brooklyn, getting the points last night.
Yep.
And we knew that it was going to be this battle of KD and Giannis. And after the first quarter, I was cursing on my couch. And I was like, I cannot believe this losing streak of gambling is going to continue. And somehow, I shouldn't say somehow, KD did what KD can do.
Yes.
Dude was jaw-droppingly good.
It was stupid.
One of the best postseason performances you will ever see. So,
and by the best this season by far, maybe of all time. You're right. I haven't seen nobody ball like that. He shut us up. But you say Giannis versus KD. Why the hell is Giannis not versus KD on the defensive side?
They go out of their way, and I don't know if it's Budenholzer's decision or if it's Giannis's decision. They go out of their way to not put him on him.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
You'd think it was, and you'd think that Giannis wants to go up against him.
That was an issue last year when they played us. Yep. People kept saying, why isn't he guarding Jimmy? Why isn't he guarding Jimmy? And Jimmy was going off for like 40 points.
You'd think that Giannis – and again, I don't know if it's Bud or if it's Giannis, but you'd think that – Giannis would say because he's the MVP, all right, I got to shut him down. Like, if anyone's going to shut him down, it's got to be me.
But one thing I've seen, you know I'm not a fan of LeBron, but one thing I've seen LeBron do down here, I've seen him doing in Cleveland, I've seen him doing in L.A., if a dude is going off,
he will stop them.
LeBron doesn't look to the sideline to look for approval.
True.
He'll look over and say, hey, I got him. Go, and he'll just switch off. I got him. Yeah, right. let me take this battle on. Is Giannis not have that? He's a two-time MVP. He doesn't have that.
I don't. Well, he obviously doesn't because it keeps happening. So
yeah.
I don't know. You'd think that it would be, when you say Giannis versus KD, towards the end there, it would literally be on each side of the court, Giannis versus KD.
Well, Hawk, when he gets to 20, okay. When he gets to 30, when he gets to 40,
we're in the fourth quarter, he's in 40, let me take him.
Hey, let's switch here.
He may still do what he's doing, but he's going to do it over me.
Yes, yeah. I don't even think, like, football-wise, the coach calls the play, you have to do your job. Basketball, like, bro, me and you switch. It happens in a half a second.
Right,
switch. That's all. It takes one word and a half a second to do. Giannis is pulling back. Giannis is upsetting me.
Let's get headlines here to start the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
I'm with you guys, by the way. It is weird that Giannis doesn't defend KD, but it's also easier to just say that, right? Because if you saw last night what Brooklyn was doing, Blake Griffin was screening whoever was covering Kevin Durant at half court.
Right.
Like, that doesn't happen in the NBA. You don't ever see somebody get a screen that high up the court. And then it's basically KD getting a switch and doing whatever he wants on whoever that person is switching on to him. And he has all that space to do it. Like, they're hunting for the switch. If you put Giannis on KD straight up coming up the court as he's walking the ball up the court, then you're pretty much guaranteeing Giannis to be out of any defensive scenario from half court down to the baseline. And you don't want that because you want Giannis Antetokounmpo, the longest player on the court and the best defensive player the Bucks have, to be in some sort of situation where he can make an impact defensively.
Right, but also you don't mind 4-on-4 if it takes KD out of the game, which is what you'd be doing in that scenario.
Yeah, I guess. It's just when you're getting
It's more intense for Bruce Brown. If I'm Milwaukee and I can force the ball into Bruce Brown's hands, so yeah, maybe I'm taking KD out of that play. I'm taking Giannis out of the paint, but I'm giving Bruce Brown another chance to get a shot blocked.
I heard it last night, Hawk. They said Giannis is one of the best weak side help defenders in the league. Okay. He can't weak side help defend on KD knocking down 49 damn points, Solana. Put him on KD. If they pick him at half court, he backs up a little bit. He goes around the pick and takes KD. Like, bro, come on now.
Yeah.
Stars should cover stars.
I'm with you. Like, I'm not giving Giannis a pass. I'm just saying it's not as easy as just, oh, go around the screen. Well, by the time he goes around the screen, KD's pulling up for a three-pointer uncontested. Like, that's why it's not just, oh, go around the screen, and that's why they're not doing it. I think it's more, hey, Sebor doubles at KD. Like, they last night said if Kevin Durant makes every shot over whoever's guarding him, they're going to win, and they were banking on that not happening, and it happened. And you can't play the rest of the playoffs with hopefully Kevin Durant misses shots, because it's not – even Giannis said it last night in the post-game press conference, yeah, when he's making all those shots, I mean, there's nothing we can do. No, there is something you can do. Double-team the guy and make James Harden, who's limping around the court, shoot the ball.
0-of-7 James Harden, I think, from 3 last night.
Yeah.
0-of-7.
Chest-to-chest with him. Because he couldn't run. They were right on him.
It was riding him around like in a baby Bjorn.
Had him strapped to his chest like the little man on Total Recall.
All right, what do you got for headlines, Solana?
Yeah, that series is going 7, by the way. I put money on the Bucks if I could right now in game 6 because Jeff Green isn't making 7 of 8 three-pointers or whatever the hell it was. And Joe Harris looks lost, so that series is going 7.
Let's see what the line is for Game 6, because I don't think you're incorrect there. No. In fact, that brings up the Reggie Miller tweet from last night. Did you see Reggie Miller's tweet?
Dumbest thing I've seen.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Now, he'll say, I never said that. I just said, does this beg the question? And what was it, that you would rest KD, Kyrie, and James Harden for Game 6?
Yeah.
Because
just
you feel,
rest them all.
You feel like, hey, it's so Reggie Miller asked via Twitter, so for Game 6, if you're Brooklyn, do you just rest KD, Kyrie, and James Harden because you know it's going to game seven, and that way those guys have had a couple extra days of rest.
The dumbest thing I've heard in my life. He needs to give his dentist a rest. Leggy ass bottom teeth.
Milwaukee right now is a 5.5-point favorite over Brooklyn tomorrow.
Ooh.
You're still ready to bet Milwaukee, Solana?
No, maybe
funny,
not. Maybe
funny
not.
How Vegas makes it tougher. funny right. How Vegas can make a sure bet, not a sure bet.
They go with Reggie's approach. Yes, I'm down with five, but no, man, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, they're a 5.5-point favorite. Wow. All right, what do you got for the headlines?
Yeah, the sports update is brought to you by Rubenstein Law. If you're injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends. The Marlins, they just lost 1-0, another one-run loss for the Fish in St. Louis yesterday. It was a walk-off by the Cardinals to top the Marlins. They get swept in St. Louis. Tonight in the NBA, Game 5, Sixers-Hawks, 7:30 p.m. start time. And then at 10 p.m., it's Jazz-Clippers. That's at 10 p.m. start time. No Mike Conley, and as we've been talking about all day, no Kawhi Leonard. He's out indefinitely. There's some more NBA news I'll get to in a second.
So the Sixers right now are a 7-point favorite over Atlanta. That line has gone up since the show started.
Wow.
And Utah is an 8-point favorite now over the Clippers. That line has gone up as well since the show started.
They make it so hard.
I know.
Come on,
I mean, Utah should really beat the Clippers by double digits, as far as I'm concerned, just because there's that mental anguish of losing Kawhi, and then also, you've lost Kawhi.
Yes. It's the logical side, and then it's that emotional, yes,
there's
right.
Also, Kawhi is not out there.
Utah should run him off the court tonight.
Yeah, Chris Paul, by the way, also sidelined indefinitely after entering health and safety protocols. More in the NBA, Stan Van Gundy out after one season as the New Orleans Pelicans head coach. Scott Brooks, he's out as a head coach in Washington. LaMelo Ball, he was named Rookie of the Year. Jimmy Butler made the NBA's all-third team. And Mavericks general manager Donnie Nelson and the Mavs, they've decided to part ways.
All right.
Dwayne Wade Boulevard is officially official.
Yeah.
It was announced yesterday.
All right. I've been a big proponent of that for a long time. Glad it finally came through.
What did you say? Nope. You argue for days about this.
Well, when it's a lost cause, I jump on board.
You like the cube now, too? You're a big fan of the cube?
If they renew it for another season, I called it.
Finally, guys, this is interesting. I'm you know, really excited to hear both of your takes on this. A woman on TikTok is going viral after showing people how to get butter on all of your movie theater popcorn and not just the top layer. You know, movie theaters are opening up. People are getting vaccinated. And I think all of us would agree, movie theater popcorn, part of the experience. But there is that issue where the person or yourself, if you know, you happen to be at a movie theater where the butter is just available to anybody, it only layers the top of the popcorn. And then by the time you're at the end of the movie, your popcorn is just salty, but no butter. But here is how she fixed that issue. You take a straw, shove it one end down all the way into the popcorn, and you line it up with the butter dispenser. That way the liquid goes all the way down to the bottom, and then you pull it up as you're pouring it in, and it filters throughout the entire bag of popcorn.
Very smart. That's very smart. I'm telling you, this TikTok and this Twitter and this MySpace and the chat rooms, you learn great stuff. No, honestly, TikTok, like TikTok and Instagram and Twitter, there are some really good life hacks. That's brilliant.
Well, put butter on the popcorn. You toss your bucket around. Let it rotate
through. You lose kernels that way.
You don't lose kernels.
Yes, you do. Oh, absolutely. Walk around the little butter dispenser and see how much wayward popcorn is all over the floor. Because of people like yourself, you know, some of us are cost conscious.
You have 1,000 kernels.
You throw those popcorns away, you knock yourself out. Not me, Jack.
Get the bucket that's refillable. You can refill it 8 times if you want.
I need to spend $60 on 800 pounds of popcorn.
You go in the chat room.
It's a very smart idea. You put the straw in there, and then you slowly either lower the bag or raise the straw. It's brilliant.
Right.
Bottomless popcorn's always like $2 more.
It's crazy. I mean, you want to be the fat oaf walking up there for the refill on the popcorn?
Yeah. How about the guy putting 8 gallons of butter on his popcorn through straws?
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
No, now the pressure's on, you know, the big movie theater chains, because I would imagine with COVID, certain protocols will be put in place. You know, that butter dispenser might not be available to the public, which I understand. I'm cool with that. But the pressure's on the big movie theater chains. Like, figure this out. Make your employees learn this hack, because I want, now that I know that, you know, I don't have to only have the top kernels with butter. Like, we've got to put an end to this problem.
Right. But I don't think it's a problem for the movie theaters, because they're, you know, before the pandemic, they're doing just fine on popcorn sales without this life hack. And I defy you to tell the pimply-faced 16-year-old kid behind the counter, I'd like you to take a straw and slowly move it up the popcorn bag. I mean, the guy's going to call the H.H. Greg on you. They're going to...
The car place.
They're gonna call somebody on you.
Isn't the real pressure on the arteries and the heart of the people that are pouring
this
butter
in? If you want to take a look at the big picture, sure.
Goodness gracious, you need that much butter?
Yeah, I don't even put butter on movie theater popcorn, to be quite honest. I do like when they have the seasoned toppings, you know, like the
white cheddar.
Yeah. I forget what it's called. Kernel seasonings. Give me some of that.
I like throwing some goobers in my popcorn.
All right. I got to get the clay. All right. You did enough fishing. All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Man, it's stormy right now in Cape Town. My parents' DirecTV has gone out. I couldn't even watch the end of the Marlins game. Can't watch the Europa or the Euros right now. And I know for the rest of South Florida,
Italy is leading 2-0, by the way.
2-0?
Yeah.
2-0. Thank you for that. Scattered thunderstorms all across South Florida as well. Please drive safe if you're on the road. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right. We're going to talk with Clay Ferrero from Local 10 next. Little Dolphins mini cam. We can talk to him about basketball as well.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, I'm going to go get some corn nuts.
Some what?
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Clay Ferrero, sports reporter and anchor at Local 10 here in Miami. Were you out at Dolphins minicamp today? Oh,
I was.
I forgot to put your phone up. That was me. That was my bad. Luckily, Steven
I was.
Came
by the way,
to my
by the way, isn't it more appropriate that you're playing today was because Ice Cube just turned 52, right?
Oh yeah,
did he?
Birthday. It was yesterday.
Oh, was that yesterday? I saw MC Ren is celebrating a birthday today. I saw
there you
that.
Go.
Speaking of I was about to say NCAA instead of NWA.
That's not their name.
Yeah, didn't I see MC Ren? Where is the celebrity birthday? Didn't I see MC Ren? Yeah, MC Ren, 52 today.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
There's your NCAA update. So you were out of camp today. What anything remarkable?
It rained. It rained. That was about it. And they actually took practice inside after it started pouring. But no, I mean, and Tua did not throw a single pick today. But I just think this whole thing is silly. And you know, I thought how Tua explained it yesterday and how Brian Flores explained it this morning, it just makes so much sense. Like you want to do the things in practice to try them out and see how they work. And it was a clear point of emphasis during yesterday's minicamp practice for them to try a few different things and try to cram the ball in there and throw caution to the wind. And, you know, a couple of, if I'm not mistaken, I was on vacation, but I was talking to our photographer who was out there, but he said a couple of the balls were tipped that had actually hit the receivers in the hands and popped up. And I just feel like, you know, we spent all year last year, many people spent much of the year last year criticizing Tua for not being aggressive enough. And then we go out there for a mini camp practice that was designed expressly for him to be aggressive, and he does it. And now we're criticizing him because balls pop up and are picked. I just thought the whole thing was silly.
And Clay, I'm with you. I was trying to explain to people too that these OTAs, mini camps, it doesn't really matter. Like, they all are trying stuff, trying to see their offense, new offense installed. So all of that means nothing to me as well. What about Xavier though? Does it trouble you? Is it worry you? Xavier's not being there. He wants more money. We all know he's one of the top three corners in the league. Does it worry you that Xavier's not showing up?
Not yet, but you know, once we start getting closer to training camp, and if nothing is resolved, or we get into training camp, or we get into preseason games, and then this is still not resolved, that's when I'll start to worry a little bit. But, you know, this is something that happens a lot. It happens throughout the league, and it's something that you hope that they get resolved really soon. But you know, you don't begrudge anyone, especially in the NFL, where you know this. I mean, your careers are so short, and they can be taken away instantly. And you have somebody who has clearly outperformed his contract and deserves more. And, you know, I don't begrudge anybody for that. You just hope that they can come to an agreement and something happens quickly, because I do think that a part of this whole thing moving forward, it's, you know, and this sounds obvious to say, but man, you need X out there. You're trying to figure out what you have in Tua Tagovailoa, but this whole thing works together. And, you know, part of Tua getting better is being able to operate with a defense that plays as well as they did last year. And yeah, he can dial up the aggressiveness a bit, but you know, you want to play winning complementary football. And I just think having somebody like X as part of this team is so important to try to move forward and see just how much better you can get in a short period of time. So, you know, I'll worry about it if we get closer to training camp and nothing is resolved. And, but until then, it's not just the on-field stuff, but even the off-field stuff with mini camps. So it doesn't bother me much. I mean, it's June. I think we all know that Xavier Howard doesn't need a mini camp practice to go out there and get into shape or work on, you know, stuff. I think he'll be fine. But again, I just hope this whole thing's resolved as we get closer.
Yeah, but you don't want bad blood between the team and Xavier Howard either. You don't want him to be, you know, a disgruntled employee. But I would ask you, which is the biggest story right now coming out of minicamp? Tua or Xavier Howard not being there?
I don't think either or ignore it. I get what you're saying about the bad blood thing. And yet, I think we've seen it enough where players have held out and come in. Now, look, you don't want it to get super close to the regular season and then, you know, it comes in and a player comes in and pulls a hamstring and then the rest of the season he's never himself, because we've seen that before. That's been a problem. So, you know, that's, I think, unless and until you get to that point, it doesn't bother me much. And I don't think the bad blood is really an issue, because I think everybody understands that this is a business. And I think, you know, the second that he signs on the dotted line and has his money and goes out there and starts taking reps, I think a lot of this, all of it is forgotten. And I think you see a player that, you know, hey, he's happy. He's performing like he did last year. The Tua thing to me, I love that he's going out there and practicing being aggressive. So if you're asking me what the bigger story is, I love the idea that they basically devoted an entire practice telling Tua, look, go out there and sling it and see what happens. And you know, we don't want you to get used to throwing interceptions on a regular basis, but we don't want you to be terrified of throwing them either, because I think there's a balance there where you want to be smart, but you also don't want to be overly tentative. And so I love the approach from yesterday, and to me that's a bigger story than X being out in minicamp. And again, you know, I can't say this enough. Let's wait until training camp, and then we'll figure out how big of a story that is.
And Clay, being out there, man, did anybody just jump off the screen to you, I would say, or just like Jalen Phillips get off or Waddle speed or Fuller speed, or did like any new addition just jump out to you as you're watching?
You know what's interesting is I think, and this goes back to OTAs a little bit, you can Jalen Waddle is so fast, and yet I think you're still like, it's almost like he's too fast right now. And so you're like, there's still, even though Tua and Jalen Waddle played together, I think you still need a little bit more time for the two of them to get back on the same page, because man, there's the speed level there is just incredible. And I think that, to me, Channing, if I would say one thing has stood out, it's that, you know, we knew these guys were fast and we knew that they added speed, but the amount of speed that they added on both sides of the offense, and I'm talking about both wide receiver, you know, the wide receiver position with Waddle, and then on the other side with Will Fuller, like they missed that not having that last year. And you know, Jakeem Grant obviously has the speed, but you know, having two true receivers with that kind of speed to pair with Devontae Parker, and you know, hopefully Preston Williams comes back, and you know, you've got such a vastly different skill set amongst those guys that it's going to be really tough to defend. So I would say, you know, as opposed to, you know, guys running around in shorts and, you know, trying to glean anything from that, it's more just looking at, man, the amount of speed that they have now that they did not have last year. You know, I think that if you're trying to evaluate your quarterback and you're trying to create some separation and trying to create some lanes for him to throw underneath, you need that speed, and I think they've got it now, and I'm really interested to see how that plays out once we get into training camp and then the preseason games.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10. Let me quickly ask you about the NBA. What can you say about last night's KD versus Giannis game, where KD came out victorious, and Giannis may have had a little bit of a reputation ding by the time the whole thing was over, but KD was just unbelievable.
So I'll say this. I think Budenholzer's the one whose reputation needs to be dinged a little bit. I'll say if they lose this series, Budenholzer lost his job last night. He's done.
But Crowder was saying, if you're talking about him not defending KD at the end, like Crowder's saying, hey, stars do that all the time. Like, I got this guy. You don't have to check with Coach Budenholzer.
It's just me.
To me, it was more, why are you not doubling him? Why are you not taking the ball out of his hands? Why are you not... And even Jeff Green, like when Jeff Green was hitting, they didn't adjust. Budenholzer's thing where he doesn't adjust, like it crushed them last night. And so to me, it was more. And here's the other thing. Somebody tweeted this today, and I got to find it. Say, I want to give him credit, but it was a great point. Giannis is not twitchy. Like we look at Giannis, and he is an incredible athlete and, you know, tall, long, explosive. He's not a twitchy defender, and he never has been, which is why you don't see him do much defending along the perimeter. He tried to guard KD in, I think it was game one, and KD absolutely ate his lunch. He's not built to guard KD. That's what makes Bam Adebayo so special. Bam, you can put him out on the perimeter, and he's so twitchy. He can guard Steph Curry and make his life miserable. He can do that to Donovan Mitchell and make his life miserable by switching out on him. Giannis can't do that. You know, so I was more, hey, why isn't Budenholzer switching? Why isn't he playing more double? Why wasn't he doing that? As far as KD goes, I said this before the game when we were hearing about Kyrie and Harden. This is his chance. You know, I think he's kind of gotten this reputation as a guy who goes to the super teams and gets his rings because of the super teams. Well, hey, if he can pull out a series almost single-handedly with James Harden trying to play on one leg and looking nothing like himself and Kyrie out, I think you put him in a different level of star. And so I think to me last night, if they find a way to win this series and you look back at game five as him single-handedly pulling them out of the ashes there, I think you put him in a different tier.
And Clay on the East, I think it's the Nets. Even watching last night, like you're saying, because Harden played, but he wasn't real productive. But I'm sure he'll get healthy. Kyrie's ankle will heal. So I think it's the Nets out of the East. But the West, man, I love the Suns. Do you believe in the Suns? Even with Chris Paul now having COVID protocol, I still love the Suns out of the West. Where do you sit?
I do, and I felt that way for a while. I'm not going to sit here and, like, I'm not a pat myself on the back guy. It's just it's not who I am. But, like, I've watched Phoenix for a while, and it was actually when they played the Heat. And it was down here. It was like, my goodness, these two teams aren't even on the same plane. Yeah. Like, they're not even – like, Phoenix just toyed with them. And, you know, it's – I think you got to give Chris Paul so much credit. Wherever it's not a coincidence, wherever he goes, the culture immediately changes. Like I don't know that people appreciate what he brings to a franchise. So that's part of it, but also the talent level has been. Hey, man, what James Jones has been able to do there, you can just go, you know, acquisition by acquisition and say, wow, this guy really fits. This guy adds this, and so yeah, I think they're scary. And I don't I feel like this season was weird. And I think a Lakers team that didn't have to deal with all the injuries that, you know, like the Heat did and all that. I think maybe you have a different maybe they're in a different spot. But I don't know that team would have necessarily stomped Phoenix anyway. I think they're that good. So, yeah, I'm with you. And I've been on Team Suns for a while. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit if they won this whole thing with the health issues that the Nets are dealing with.
Clay Ferrero, Local 10. You watch him on Local 10, and you can always hear him on this radio show. He's a great friend of the program. Thank you, Clay.
Yes, sir. Take care.
There you go. Clay Ferrero. I'm going to try to get to that Into the Archives bit in the next segment if we can. It was Solana's Mount Rushmore of heroes. It had a strange twist to it, and it just reminded me when I saw that Sully Sullenberger story yesterday. So I think we can try to do that in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Here's me walking into Cheetah. Here's me walking out just a few seconds later.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I want to go into the archives real quick here. So I saw this story yesterday, and I said, we're never going to get a better opportunity to play Solana's Mount Rushmore of Heroes than this. President Biden nominated Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger to be an ambassador, and it's to be the representative, the U.S. representative on the Council of International Civil Aviation Organization. And if confirmed, he has to be confirmed by the Senate. If confirmed, he will be Ambassador Sullenberger. We all know Sully. He is the U.S. Airways pilot that landed that U.S. Airways plane in the Hudson. Yeah. And then Tom Hanks made the movie Sully, where you got to see it play out in real time. And fascinating story, and the guy is a hero. And so Solana, because the Miami Heat had just drafted a young fella named Tyler Hero, came up with a Mount Rushmore of heroes, and this is what it sounded like. So Tyler Hero is your newest member of the Miami Heat, drafted him last night with the 13th pick. Alex Solana, Alejandro Solana, has been compiling lists for the last 3 hours and 7 minutes. What did you want to do? You have a Mount Rushmore of heroes?
We have two options here, Hawk.
Okay. Hey, I love when he talks to me as a game show announcer. We have two options here, Hawk. All right, what do you got?
We'll ask Chan what we want.
Nobody calls me Chan.
Chan, listen to the question.
Do you want a Mount Rushmore of heroes?
Uh-huh.
Or a Mount Rushmore of the top 13, so the number 13 NBA draft picks of all time?
So you have, come on, these are your own personal opinions.
My personal Mount Rushmores.
Okay, so a Mount Rushmore of actual number 13 picks.
Number 13 picks in the history of the NBA draft.
Or a Mount Rushmore of heroes.
Heroes.
Because his last name is Hero. Or I'll add a third option, none of the above. If you want to hear none of the above, you just let me know. Just hit the buzzer, and we'll get none of the above. And then maybe you'll tweet out your list, Solana.
Okay.
Chan got heroes.
Chan wants to hear.
Chan.
My friend Chan here wants to hear Alejandro Solana's Mount Rushmore of heroes. The floor is yours, Alejandro.
Let's start off with number four. We're going to go with Chesley Burnett Sullenberger III.
Oh, I got you. You're talking about actual heroes. Okay, Sully, one of my favorite pilots.
What a ridiculous comment. Who would have a favorite
pilot?
What a ridiculous comment I just made. What other pilots? I'm talking about actual commercial jetliner pilots.
I was going to say Amelia.
Amelia Earhart.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's more
there
what
you
I
go.
Got.
Jim Tillman. He was a Chicago newscaster, but also a pilot. Yes, Sully. That is an American hero.
He's a hero?
He landed the plane on the Hudson. Any other pilot probably would have tried to turn around and park that thing over at Teterboro. I've seen that movie a billion times. They wanted him to go to Teterboro. Yeah, and pull up, birds. I got all the lines. Sully, that's an excellent one. And you pronounced his first name Chesley, which is great. Most people say Chelsea.
Well, there's an S before the L. So
correct.
It's
right. But you can't hit February. But so don't drop that on me, hotshot. What's your number three or however you're doing this?
Number three, live from the dais over here.
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
She's not real.
But like, and is like out of all the Marvel superheroes,
it's my favorite.
All right.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah. Of course, she's an actress playing the role of Wonder Woman, but go ahead.
So Sully, Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I'm
with Sully because he's an actual hero. Wonder Woman's a made-up character, half wonder, half woman. Mm-hmm. Who's number two?
Number two, Tom Hanks.
For playing Sully.
Oh, my God.
How long did it take you to put this list together?
Is it Tom Hanks for playing Sully, or is it because of Castaway? Like, I mean, because he saved the package, that last package at the end? That was pretty heroic.
With the wings
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, that was pretty heroic.
No. It's Tom Hanks as Sully.
So a pilot that landed a plane in water makes the list twice.
Right, right. Right.
All okay. The heroes. Martin Luther King couldn't sneak on here.
Well, my fourth was it was gonna be
Don't let him bully you. Who's the fourth on your Mount Rushmore?
It's Jesse Owens, Crowder. Congrats.
Congrats to me.
Congrats.
What did I do? Jesse did it.
Oh, my God. That was excellent.
It took you 3 hours to come
well
up with that.
Well done one. By you. Hard to take issue with anybody on there.
Sully, Wonder Woman, the actor that played Sully, and Jesse Owens.
I tell you, man, I didn't see that left turn coming with Tom Hanks.
I don't like it.
That was excellent, man. Oh, and somebody a bunch of people point out Wonder Woman, I said, is a Marvel superhero. She is not. She's DC Comics.
Oh,
and that has outraged people. I'm pretty sure all those texts are from Jim DeJoseph.
I'll tell you one thing. What kind of damn bachelor party would it be to go to where she's from?
Oh, my goodness. I've seen that movie. What? That planet. Is that a planet?
It's like a dimension.
It's a land.
A hidden island. Man.
All right, I'll give you a tough one here. What's the name of her little area?
I know I call it something. You got a different name? What's the name?
What's the name of where Wonder Woman is from?
I mean, Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you know? Does anybody know where Wonder Woman? Like, what's the area? Someone texted in 560-22. Because
the Mycera.
What?
That sounds about right.
The Mycera.
Are you sure?
The Mycera.
I thought it was like land of the something or.
I looked up Wonder Woman's land on Google. First thing that comes up.
They were riding them horses.
Yeah.
And they were jumping off of them, shooting arrows at people.
Woo. It says, origin, in her debut in All-Star Comics number 8, Diana was a member of a tribe of women called the Amazons, native to Paradise Island, a secluded island set in the middle of a vast ocean. So I was going to ask you, would you rather go to Wakanda? Because I know you've got a strong feeling for Wakanda.
Yep.
Or would you rather go to Paradise Island in the vast ocean where Wonder Woman and all her friends are riding horses?
It's a tough one, but I'm going to fudge it. The technology in Wakanda can find Paradise Island.
No, you can only go
to Wakanda first.
Nope, once you go there, you can't go anywhere else.
Me and the Black Panther get us in our ship. I say, bro, before you go fight crime, drop me off at Paradise Island. Where the women are riding the horses.
Excellent Mount Rushmore, Solana. Very well done.
That is some of Solana's finest work.
Yes,
his finest work. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour, and your next chance at winning $1,000 is coming.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, bro, here you go.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.